Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sometimes love and always awkward.
We get them on the phone, find out if they're single,
and then we give you our show
so you can publicly confess your crush.
Hey, Patrick. Welcome to the Jeff and Jen Show. Who are you confessing your crush to today?
Okay. It's a woman who came to my company Christmas party, but she doesn't work for the company I work for.
Oh.
So does that mean she was somebody else's date?
Yes, she was, but I talked to my coworker and he said that they were just friends.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
So, you talked to the coworker who brought her or another person?
No, I talked to the coworker who brought her. He's my friend, my work friend, Nick.
Got it. Okay, so you went up to Nick and you're like, what's her name? What's the woman you have a crush on's name?
Kate.
So you went up to Nick and said, hey, what's up with you and Kate? And he's like, oh, she's just my whatever. I needed a date and she's super cool.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I ended up like talking to her at the Christmas party and, you know, we're sitting there at the bar and we're having drinks and, you know, we're having a really good conversation. And, like, it just seems like we really clicked and we really vibed. And, oh my gosh, she's got these high cheekbones and she's got this pixie haircut. And whenever, that just immediately, I fall for any woman who has a pixie haircut with high cheekbones. I don't know what it is.
That's your
but
thing.
Every time. That's my thing, yeah. It's my kryptonite.
And what was it about your conversation that was so fun?
I don't know. She was just really cool, you know, really laid back, really chill. She laughed at my jokes, and she was easy to have a it was easy with her to have a conversation with.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. And Patrick, do you feel like you guys had a long enough interaction that she'll remember you?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I think so.
When you talked to your friend Nick, did you talk to him that night at the party? Like, were you flirting with her at the party? Or was this kind of... Okay.
Yeah, I flirted with her at the party, and I talked with him afterwards. And I didn't get her number that night. But he gave me her number.
Did she sense the flirting? Like, did she know it was happening?
I can't claim to know that, man. Like, sometimes with women, you don't know. Like, you think things are happening. And I hope so, you know?
Yeah. All right.
It's just, I'm giggling because it's funny to hear from a guy's perspective. Like, I don't know. I thought it was flirting, but I don't know if she was picking up if I was flirting. It's cute.
All right. Well, the way Confess Your Crush works is we're going to throw you on hold now and call her and find out if she is willing to find out who has a crush on her. We'll ask her, you make sure she's single, make sure she's open to dating. And if she wants to know, you get to talk directly to her.
Okay.
So you can't chicken out. You got to tell her you got a crush on her live on the radio when we come back to you.
Okay.
Okay, hang tight.
I wonder if work friend has tipped off Kate.
Oh, maybe.
This is coming.
Hello.
Hey, Kate, it's Jeff from the Jeff and Jen Show. How are you?
Hey guys, how are you?
We are great. Hey. Thanks for taking our call this morning. I'm going to start it off with an awkward first question. Are you single? And if so, are you open to dating someone?
Oh my God. Okay. I know somebody's got a crush on me, right?
Yes. How did you know?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Because I'm one of your 11 listeners.
Yay.
Boom. All right.
Awesome.
Did okay. you know the minute we called to make sure you were willing to come on the radio, did you know what it was?
Of course.
Or were you, like, racking your brain going, oh, man, who did I ghost?
Right.
What's the difference between a trash toddler?
No. I know. I even know who it is.
Okay.
It's Adam.
Adam. Okay. Who is Adam?
Well, we grew up together. He's my childhood friend, but we always kind of liked each other, but nothing ever came of it. So I just have this really strange feeling it's him.
Is Adam a good thing?
Oh, yeah, it's a good thing.
Okay. I don't know what to do here.
Well, I mean, she did everything. Like, we don't have to tell her anything.
She made her guess on who she thinks it is. Okay.
Sometimes we make people guess two names.
Yeah. Is there anybody else you think it could be?
I don't know. Maybe this one guy at work, but, you know, I mean, that's a long shot. I mean, he's always kind of flirty, but, you know, that's how guys are. But I don't think it could be him.
Okay.
Adam or random flirty guy at work?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can connect them if we want to. This person really has a big old crush on you and is,
Jen
is ready.
Jen is such a rule follower that when the rules change a tiny bit, she's completely thrown.
I'm like, what do we do here? I didn't even tell her all the nice things that he said about her. Okay. Well, Kate, just hang on here. I'm going to get it together. And,
and I never get to see Jen flustered. This is the greatest day ever.
I'm flat-footed and feeling awkward. Sometimes awkward is the me part. So hang on here 3 minutes. We'll be right back. And the crusher will reveal themselves and confess their crush.
Okay.
All right. Hang tight, Kate.
Sometimes love. Always awkward.
Confess Your Crush continues right now.
On the Jeff and Jen Show.
Star 94.1.
Confess Your Crush is in progress on the Jeff and Jen Show. The way this works is a grown adult comes on the radio to confess their crush to another grown adult. Earlier today, we heard from Patrick, who actually met this woman, Kate, at a Christmas party. She came with another date just as a friend. They hit it off, and he wants to tell her that he's crushing on her. Now, when we called her, she immediately guessed Adam. So when we pick her back up again, she's expecting Adam to confess his crush, but it's not Adam.
Welcome back to the show. Hello.
Hello.
I think we've handled everything. Jen's gotten herself together.
I think we're ready.
Okay.
And Kate, if you're ready, now we can connect. And Crusher, it is time for you to confess your crush. Crusher?
Hello?
Yes. Hello?
Who is that?
Kate, hey, it's Patrick. We met at the Plotkernikus and Associates Christmas party. You came with Nick.
Patrick, yeah, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Hey, I'm calling you because I don't know if you felt it too, but when we talked at the Christmas party, I don't know, I felt like a really strong connection with you, and I just have to say that I have a crush on you, and I was wondering if maybe we could go out sometime and continue the conversation that we were having at the Christmas party.
No, I'm sorry.
No?
No.
Can I ask why?
Because you ain't Adam.
I'm sorry. I just thought it was somebody else, and I'm just not interested. But thanks for being so open.
Oh.
Ouch.
Oh, God. Seriously?
Wow, I feel like I'm put on the spot, guys. Thanks. God,
you hear this every week on the show. You knew what you were getting into.
I don't want to be mean, and that's not my way, but I'm not interested. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, okay. No problem. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bother you. I'm sorry.
Aww. No, Patrick. No.
Oh, you guys. Oh.
Oh no! Now it's turning into our fault, Jeff. All of a sudden, it's our fault.
It's just awkward. It's awkward.
Sometimes love, always awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Kate, thank you for coming on with us.
Hey, but guys, guess what? I still love your show, and I'm still one of your level listeners. All right. I love you guys.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Kate.
Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Hey, Patrick.
Oh, man, I'm so bummed for you.
You didn't get to hear the first 2 minutes that we talked to her, but there's some dude named Adam that she's way into. It's not you, it's Adam.
Yeah. It's not you. You're really, really sweet. Well, and I think it's adorable that you put yourself out there like that.
See, that's what I was saying. How can you tell sometimes when you talk to a woman and, you know, they seem to be into you and they seem to be flirting, but then you go up to ask them out and they're like, oh, no, I'm not into you. Like, how do I know?
I know. There's a fine line between women who are just polite and ones who are actually giving you the vibes back. It's hard to tell. Oh, sorry.
I just wish we could just be, like, more honest and upfront with each other.
Well, when you listen back to this, you'll hear she was pretty honest about how she feels about Adam.
I don't know if I want to listen to that.
Yeah.
Well, Patrick, thank you for trying.
There's always New Year's Eve parties.
Yeah, maybe Nick will bring somebody nice to one of those.
I know. Get back out there, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for making the switch to the Jeff and Jen Show on Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.